From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. Retired school teacher Jana Lolchak and her husband were walking their dogs at Adair Kennedy Park in Juneau last weekend when they encountered racist and obscene words in white spray paint on a bridge and on some trees.
There were horrible things written all over, and what really shocked me and surprised me, there was this ALM sign, which absolutely didn't go along with what was, you know, on the bridge with all the writings and all the pictures.
ALM stands for All Lives Matter. Lolchak later went back to take photos of the graffiti and posted them in a public Facebook group.
I was kind of hoping that we stay away from all that, you know, disgraceful mess that was happening around. Unfortunately, we see it happening here too, and that's frustrating and that's sad, very sad.
Juneau resident Chelsea Elliott says she got a group together to clean up the graffiti.
You know, when we went out there to clean it, they had a sporting event going on. You know, there was kids wandering around the trees and stuff right around that area, lots of families and younger kids that could see stuff like that.
She says that they scrubbed the paint off easily with dish soap. Lieutenant Craig Campbell says the Juneau Police Department got a report about the graffiti on Wednesday. He also says the department doesn't condone this type of behavior, and the penalty can go beyond vandalism.
Some people might look at it as a vandalism, that's, oh, a tree got spray painted. Yeah, that's the physical part of it, but there's an emotional side of it that damages people who see that, and we just want to make sure that we understand, that people understand this. This is not okay. It's not okay to do these types of things, and it impacts a lot of people.
Campbell says Juneau police are investigating the graffiti as a hate crime. The department is asking for any information on the crime. Attorneys for the family of a man fatally shot by a Juneau police officer last December are highlighting audio of the officer talking to himself before the shooting. The attorneys argue that what the officer says shows the officer's state of mind and indicates that killing Kelly Stevens was planned. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports.
In a press conference on Wednesday and in a letter to state prosecutors, the attorneys called for the state to reopen its investigation into Juneau Police Officer James Esbenshade. Previously, the state's Office of Special Prosecutions reviewed the Juneau Police Department's investigation, concluded the shooting was legally justified self-defense, and declined to prosecute. The audio the attorneys highlighted on Wednesday was captured on Esbenshade's body camera while he was driving earlier that December night after interviewing someone Stevens had threatened while swinging a dog leash with a chain attached. The attorneys say they hired technical experts to boost the audio from the raw footage. They're highlighting these two clips, which were recorded about an hour and a half before the shooting. Some of the words are hard to understand. According to the attorney's transcript, they claim Esbenshade continued and said, "You can't do that. You coming at me with a deadly weapon. It's like you pulled a gun on me. I'm going to shoot. I don't know what the hell you're thinking." And the second clip recorded a few minutes later.
You get one chance, you better make it good, because when I get old, it'll be enough of it.
Again, it's hard to hear, but the lawyers claim he's saying, "You only get one chance. You better make it good, because when I get a hold of you, there'd be nothing left of you." The Juneau Police Department's report on the incident does note some of Esbenshade's words from this part of the body cam tape, but the Stevens family attorneys take issue with the state, leaving them out of its summary of facts in its review of the shooting. Stevens family attorney John Sweeney says state of mind is an important factor in prosecuting homicides.
Apparently there was some thought about what was going to happen if that scenario presented itself. That is what is so troubling to us. And that is what we're asking for the prosecutor's office to take a look at.
About an hour and a half after those words were recorded, Officer Esbenshade's body camera and dashboard camera captured the fatal shooting. Esbenshade was responding to a report of a gunshot at a housing complex. Within seconds of getting out of his car, Stevens repeatedly threatened to kill the officer while walking toward him and swinging a rope leash with a carabiner and chain attached to it. Esbenshade ordered him to stop three times, then shot Stevens once. State attorneys say they are reviewing the material in light of the family's request and will respond by early next week. State investigation aside, the Stevens family filed a wrongful death suit in federal court in July. It names Officer Esbenshade, Police Chief Ed Mercer, and the City and Borough of Juneau as defendants. The Stevens attorneys say that lawsuit will proceed regardless of what happens with the state's investigation. Attorney John Sweeney says criminal prosecutions of police use of force are rare and overwhelmingly fail, but he says he's had success with civil cases. Juneau's City Attorney Rob Palmer said the city and police department won't comment on that pending case.
The reason why is if people have disputes involving legal matters, they need to litigate those through the court process and not through the media process, because it's not fair to everybody involved, including the client of Ben Crittenden.
Ben Crittenden is another Stevens family attorney. Crittenden said the purpose of the press conference was to counter bad publicity from the Juneau Police Department's own press conferences after the incident and from releasing the body and dashboard camera videos of the shooting without context. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Republican State House of Representatives candidate Leslie Becker took to social media on Wednesday to explain a racially charged post last year on a religious blog. It's since been removed from the web, but as KRBD's Eric Stone reports, the self-described Christian conservative says she understands why some could be offended, but blamed her political opponents for trying to distract voters in her race to unseat Ketchikan independent Dan Ortiz.
Leslie Becker's 2019 online writings were recently reposted on Twitter by a former Ketchikan Republican state lawmaker, Kyle Johansson. In a post from a year ago, Becker asks God to spur mining and timber development in Alaska Native communities. She writes, quote, "New jobs will come to their communities and hearts will be lifted from alcoholism, drugs, and despair," end quote.
The prayer goes into, you know, talking about the Alaska's natural resources.
That's Irene Dundas. She's a former tribal president of Ketchikan Indian Community. She says she found the writings personally offensive.
She clearly does not understand the Native community and what we feel about our natural resources, you know, the fish and the moose and the deer, the plants that we harvest for medicines. She doesn't understand those things.
Dundas isn't the only person who takes exception to Becker's religious writings.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me cry.
That's Ketchikan City Council member Jana Lee Gage, who, like roughly one in five people in Ketchikan, has an Alaska Native background.
I'm all for finding industry, but I'm not for going backwards. I'm certainly not for just the attitude of we're all a bunch of drunks and we're all a bunch of losers that don't know what's good for us. And I'm sorry, our Native community is very educated, very good people, and they know their land.
Becker declined to be interviewed for this story. After KRBD reached out for comment on her blog posts, which were circulating on social media, she took to Facebook with a paragraph-long statement. It says, in part, that those writings were actually transcribed prayers as part of her organization, Leslie Becker Ministries. She wrote, quote, "Nothing in any prayer is ever meant to be offensive in any way to anyone," end quote. In several instances, the blog took overtly political stances. It decried the effort to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy. It also called for oil drilling in Anwar and offered support for the controversial Pebble Mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. The site solicited donations to ARC Animals Ministries, that's a nonprofit set up by Becker. The statement posted Wednesday takes aim at her critics, saying, quote, "Unfortunately, some people are distracting from the issues and seeking every opportunity to find something negative in anything I say," end quote. Not so, says Irene Dundas.
There's no distracting anything. With this letter, she's distracting her own self. That's not no genuine apology.
Reached for comment, incumbent independent Representative Dan Ortiz didn't want to be interviewed. He says the now-deleted blog posts speak for themselves. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
Kensington Mine reported Wednesday that a total of 19 of its employees have now tested positive for COVID-19. The number of confirmed cases could still rise. City officials say tests for 94 of the 210 workers at the mine are still pending. A batch of three miners had developed symptoms over the weekend and tested positive on Monday. They, along with a dozen close contacts, were removed from the gold mine and are now isolated and quarantined at a company facility in town. Juneau's deputy city manager Emila Cosgrove says the mining company moved quickly and is working to contain the outbreak. This is KTOO News.